This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by using a milk carton as a water jug. Are you thirsty? Do you drink enough water during the day? Here's an important question. Would you like to start a really cool trend among your friends? Maybe it's time for you to consider carrying your water around in a plastic milk carton. Once the milk is all gone, don't throw that jug away. No! Save it, wash it, and fill it up with water. Save it, wash it, and fill it up with water.
Save it, wash it, and fill it up with water.
Carry it wherever you go. They come in two sizes for your convenience. Half gallon for the moderately thirsty and a whole gallon for the, wow, I've really got to pee. Personalize it by writing your name on it. Decorate it with markers and glitter. Stick a colorful straw in it. Soon you'll be setting a healthy trend that all your friends will love. Use a milk carton as a water jug. Try it today. And save it, wash it, and fill it up with water. Save it. Wash it and fill it up with water. Save it, wash it, and fill it up with water today. It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 117.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're happy to have you with us. Unfortunately, Flegon, or Jeremy, isn't with us still. And we'd love to hear your stories about why you think he's not with us. You can email feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221 or go to our website, cleancomedypodcast.com, and click on the Send a Voice Message tab.
That was a great sponsor, I must say.
Yes, good job, Jenny.
I was inspired by all the attention I was getting for my milk jug, water jug I've been drinking out of for the past, how many episodes now? Like three?
Oh, wow. In fact, you have a great idea for something our listeners should do.
Yes, I do. I think all of you should grab your milk carton jugs, fill them up with water, drink from them and take pictures of yourself and send them to me. That would make my day. I would love it.
And then we'll save it for, if you're not married, we'll save it for your wedding as proof that you drink out of the milk carton jug. But we are missing Jeremy again. God rest his soul. And please tell us why you think he's not here.
He's not dead.
And yet.
Yet. He's not dead yet.
And next time he does make it here, we'll play all of these stories and find out which one is true and see who got the closest to it's being correct. But check us out on the web, like I mentioned already, cleancomedypodcast.com. And any links or any videos or anything we mentioned will be in the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/117. Or in other words, 117.
I think he's out walking his pet yak.
Pet yak.
Pet yak.
That could be.
I think that's my contribution. Or I believe he's out mocking his pet yak.
He's hunting a chickacabra.
What?
It's like a chicken and a chihuahua mixed together.
Chickawawa.
Yeah. It's like a barking.
Even more annoying than the original chihuahua.
Oh, which you would say, because that's partially what we have.
Well, at least she doesn't act like a chihuahua.
Nope.
She acts more like a beagle.
But speaking of wonderful mixes of things, I want to tell you about our sponsor, GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. This is the summertime, and summer is great because we love to travel and be away from the work, but we can't always be away from work because sometimes
There are these meetings, important things have to get done. And if you're the person that's stuck at the office and you're trying to get something done and you need to have a meeting with someone, it is impossible to coordinate it with them if they're out on the beach or in Alaska or somewhere far and distant or just staying home. But my friends, it's not impossible because you can use GoToMeeting with HD Faces that makes the impossible totally possible. You can meet face-to-face through an online meeting with your clients, colleagues, coworkers, anyone, really. You can set up a meeting immediately or schedule one in advance. It's really easy to use for you and your fellow comrades or whatever. They can even join a meeting from their iPad. So convince them to take an iPad on the beach. Tell them just download the free GoToMeeting app, and then you can join this meeting, and it won't interrupt your beach time at all. GoToMeeting is awesome. I use it with my clients and even a book club, and we really benefit a lot from it. So I highly recommend it. It's really easy and a great price, too. Our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. And thank you, Citrix, for your support.
Your bookmeeting...
What?
Your book meetings and like your book club is in the morning, isn't it?
I thought you said you're butt naked.
No, this is a clean comedy podcast, like,
no,
Daniel.
No, they're khaki colored shorts.
No, I said you're... Your book club is in the morning, isn't it?
Yes.
So you probably benefit from that, from using GoToMeeting, because somebody could have morning breath in the morning.
Yeah.
That's
typical time to have morning breath.
Not being butt naked.
So it's great.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, you could be, as long as you have the camera like higher than that. Oh, boy. So... let's get into this. Oops, not that. Funny stuff from the past week or so. If we remembered it within the past week, that works as well. Jenny, how about you start us off?
Okay, I actually have two stories. So if you want me to tell them both, I'll tell one first.
Go ahead.
Of course. No, I'll tell them both at the same time because I have skill like that.
She can talk through her mouth and her nose.
Ooh, I had to use my fingers for that. Okay. So this week I got a splinter in my foot and I had to get Daniel to help me get it out. So he was removing it with the tweezers.
I'm Sam Fisher, splinter cell.
I don't know what that means.
That's okay. Someone out there does.
So Daniel's getting it out with the tweezers. And then he said, well, I should look at it now because I think I got it all. But I am not flexible. So I could not bring my foot up to my face close enough to see where where the splinter had been. And I thought it was really funny because I was like, I can't see my foot. I was trying to get it up there like I am now. I still can't get it up there. Up here, I guess I should say.
Yeah, eyeballs are up here. Foot is down there.
Yeah.
Connecting the two.
Do it.
Quite difficult sometimes.
Yep. I'm not flexible. When I was a kid, I could have done that. Totally took gymnastics. But I am not flexible anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, trying to get her to change her schedule, not going to happen. She's totally inflexible. Like, asking her for a raise is like going up against a stone wall. That's how unflexible she is.
You are so funny.
What's your other random noodle update?
Okay, so Daniel and I were sitting next to... the window. I can't really tell you the story because you were there, so I'll just tell it to our listeners. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Daniel and I were sitting in the evening, and all of a sudden he's like, shh, do you hear that? And I'm like listening, and I don't hear anything. He's like, do you hear that? And I'm like, oh, crap. the rapture's happening. The trumpets are like sounding and I don't hear it. I was panicking in my head. And Daniel's like, I just don't know what that was. And he thought he heard the tornado alarm. And that's what it was that he heard. And I didn't hear it.
Well, it wasn't
I was totally freaked out. I was like, oh no, I'm getting left behind right now.
You've been left behind. It wasn't even a tornado siren. That was the thing. I opened the window to listen for it and I couldn't hear it out there. So
I was panicking. I was like, oh no, this is what it's like.
It ended up, it wasn't the trumpet of the Lord. It was the air conditioner.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything.
It had just a slight pitch to the blowing sound that made it sound like the
tornado
alarm outside somewhere.
Got it. Yeah, Daniel had a kick out of that. And he was like, you have to tell that on the ramen noodle.
The Lord is coming back.
He said it just like that, too.
In a weaving tornado.
Oh, I was scared.
Well, my random noodle update is actually about Jenny also.
What? You yep. Tell me about
Jenny
this.
Is starting to become a geek.
Oh, no.
Within the last week, she has used several phrases that are really geeky things. And I think it was our last episode of the Ramen Noodle. It might have even been in our Once Upon a Time podcast over at oncepodcast.com. She used the phrase meta. Then later in a conversation.
Only because I've heard you say it. That would not be a part of my vocabulary had I not met you.
Later that same evening, she used the word Uber. And then the next day, she referred to a zombie apocalypse. And then I think it was the day after that, I actually convinced her to jump on board this technology called RSS. So now she's got Uber down, she's got Meta down, and she's even talking about zombie apocalypses, and she's subscribing to RSS stuff. I think this could be connecting all of this together, and the rapture and the end times are near because Jenny is starting to use this stuff.
Wow. Yes, those are the signs that are listed in the Bible. Got it.
It says,
spot on.
You know, when you hear of earthquakes in diverse places and Jenny uses the phrase Uber meta and talks about the zombie apocalypse, then stand in the holy place for the end is nigh.
Oh, goodness.
That's what the Amplified version says. Which really, when I was younger, I thought I understood what the word amplify meant. So I thought the Amplified Bible was like a Bible meant to be read out loud, like loud, like yelling.
And God said!
Or like maybe the words were really big on the page, or today I might think they were all caps or something. And Jesus said, peace be still!
Wow. I'm being still. I don't feel peaceful, but I'm being still.
Yeah. So those were our random noodle updates. And we're going to save our voicemail for a future episode because we want to get into our main segment, which is going to be a little bit of a surprise tonight. Mm. And that is that we have a very special guest.
So excited. Joining us.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Good evening, afternoon, or morning, whatever time you decided to pull your sick self out of bed. It's time for Sergeant Packard's drilling your face into the ground of reality and doing it in a funny way. I'm glad to be back with all of you and glad to finally get to talk with some of you. That's right. I'm going to be answering your questions today here on the Ramen Noodle because I've been gone for a long time. So I figured it was time for me to come back and answer some questions. So you can ask your questions, ask any questions, because this is the time for you to try and get smart and ask your questions. Because I'm smart, I can help you be not dumb like you might already feel. So call in your questions live. 903-231-2221. Or do this stupid thing called Skype if you'd prefer. Question came in right now. Hello, you're on with Sergeant Packet.
Okay. Hi, this is Skittles. I wanted to know...
Skittles! What a stupid name! Are you sweet, tiny, and colorful?
Oh my gosh.
Are you yellow or green?
No,
Good, because I hate the yellow and green ones.
I'm purple!
Purple? Purple's good.
Oh, wait, yellow's the best flavor, though.
I hate you. What's on your mind, Skittles?
Okay, here's my question. So, how do you politely tell somebody they stink?
You stink, friend. See, it's really important that you let them know you're still their friend. That's why you reinforce it with the nice friend at the end. If you really want to emphasize your point that they stink, you could say, "You stink, you stinking friend." And then they still know you care.
Am I supposed to do this without getting injured?
I don't care. You like yellow Skittles. Why should I care if you get injured?
Oh my gosh. What's your favorite type of Skittle then?
Orange, red, and purple.
That's disgusting. You stink, friend.
And goodbye to you.
And goodbye.
Thanks for calling.
Sergeant Packett, while we're waiting on another caller...
Wow, you look nice.
Thanks. You should tell my husband that.
Hey, don't flirt with my wife. Shut up, you stinking fool.
So, Sergeant Packett, where do you think Flegon is?
Well, Flegon and I go back a long time. He's never really liked me, which makes sense because I've never liked him, ever, and will never like him, probably. Flegon, well... Let's just say he's in a better place. And in a better place is anywhere but here with me. But I think here with me is quite a good place. He obviously disagrees, so I sent him to what he feels is a better place. And if he'd have his way, he'd never see me again. Wait, hold on. I think I got that backwards. And we have another live caller. Hi, you're on with Sergeant Packet. You, I can tell, are a smart man.
Okay. I see what you did there. I forgot my question.
We obviously have an extremely intelligent person here.
You had a profound effect on that one, Sergeant
Packet.
Who
needs his time to think. So, you spend your time thinking, I'll answer this other nice phone. Hi, you're on with Sergeant Packet.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I have a question for you.
Duh.
So, I forgot it.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is awkward.
Well, yeah. Think of a new one really fast.
You like Jenny's pink fluffy unicorns?
No, I don't guess that.
I love the pink fluffy unicorns.
Oh!
Okay. Dancing on rainbows. Someone's on our side. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have anything intelligent to say?
Not really. I'm not very intelligent in general.
Okay. I'm glad we confirmed that because I felt that. You feel that. Now the entire world will know it, too. So thank you for calling in, and you better check your deodorant, too, because you stink, stinking friend.
I'm not your friend.
Well, we agree. Thanks for calling. Call back if you get anything intelligent to say.
Okay, I will.
Bye.
Wow, Sergeant, you're making a bunch of friends today.
Being in Bachelor Boot Camp is not about making friends. It's about making enemies. Because when you make enemies, then it narrows down the playing field of whom you could find as a potential mate for life. Hello, you're on with Sergeant Packet.
Hey, what's up? This is Rose from the chat room. Sergeant Packet, I know you specialize in bachelor boot camp, so I've got a question. Would you explain to all these guys in the world the difference between looking at a woman nicely and a creepy stare? Because I don't think they get it, and I think you should fill them in.
That's an awesome question.
Great question. Looking at a woman in a nice way is what puppies do. Looking at women in a creepy way is what all of those bachelors do. There's no way the two could ever be switched.
So are you suggesting that all the girls get puppies instead of boyfriends?
That, or the boyfriends get puppies, study the puppies, learn to act and become a puppy. And then they'll look at the girl with the puppy dog eyes, and the girl will realize, oh my, this man is not a creep. I want to marry him.
Do you think the guys know the consequences that's going to come with a creepy stare? Because it sounds like you're endorsing the creepy stare.
I'm endorsing guys to be who they really are, as long as they're not really losers. And many of them are out there are losers. That's why I started the Bachelor Boot Camp, because I want to help these guys not be losers. So that's why every man out there needs a puppy. And if he can't get a girl, at least he has dinner.
Thanks, Sergeant Packet.
You're welcome. Bye. Hi, you're on with Sergeant Packet.
I think I remembered that question.
Do you have anything intelligent to say? Or are you going to keep looking at me with those creepy puppy eyes?
Well, that's impossible because I have my camera turned off. But anyway, since you are, in fact, Sergeant Packets, do you make house calls to season people's ramen for them?
That's a great question, because we certainly face a world today where, due to the economy and poor education, most people don't have the wits about them to even know how to open a seasoning packet. So they should learn how, instead of baking those little seasoning packets with the noodles or just chewing on the seasoning packets like most bachelors out there do in college. Instead, let me give a little lesson. Stick out both of your fingers on both hands, put your thumbs in, point your fingers toward your eyes, and bring your hands back toward your eyes until you go blind. You won't be able to open a seasoning packet, but at least you can't look at a girl with creepy eyes anymore. And then the seasoning packet will be the least of your worries.
Thanks, I guess. But that still doesn't answer the question.
I would consider making a call if duty demands it. I mean, I too take orders from the people who dare to tell me what to do. But if they do tell me what to do, then if it involves going to help someone with their seasoning packets, I would go and I would bring a box of tissues, because they're going to need it. If they can't season their own noodles, I'm going to make them season it with their own tears. That's what it means to be in Bachelor Boot Camp.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks.
He's speechless. Boy, that was great advice.
I have that effect on men and women. They're just speechless around me. Some people think I'm even better than what's his face? The guy that all the girls woo after. Yeah, I'm better than him. He'll never beat me. Never. I'm even better than Batman. If you can believe that, you're better. Because if you can't, then you better find a safe place. Because I will hunt you down, and I will stuff you full of seasoning packets and ramen noodles, then nothing will come out of your mouth except, yes, sir, Sergeant Packet. Packet, sir.
Sergeant Packet, are you in any way related to Batman? Because you guys sound a lot alike.
No, but he did come through Sergeant Packet's bachelor boot camp. Can't you tell? The guy can't hold on to a girl. That's why he keeps coming back to Sergeant Boot Camp. And he was so inspired by me that he decided he wanted to try to woo the girls by having my voice.
Wow, that makes so much sense. Totally.
Some people are asking if they can talk to Sergeant Packet's wife. Well, there's a story to that. And someday I will tell you that story. But right now, you're not brave enough for that story, soldier. If you'd like to call in for Sergeant Packet, call now. 903-231-2221. Or you can Skype us through the stupid Skype thing at noodle.mx. And I want to give a shout out to the sissy wagons in the chat room, the cowards who don't want to call in like ducks, and those who had the nerve to call in and try to sound intelligent, and all of those who actually ask good questions. Thank you for calling, everyone. This has been Sergeant Packet. Check me out on the web at www.getyourlifetogetherandjoinsergeantpackett'sarmy at Bachelor Boot Camp. Because if you don't, you will be a sissy wagon for the rest of your life. We've got one more caller calling in. Hello, you're on with Sergeant Packet. Speak.
I think they're scared, Sergeant Packet. I think you should ask nicely.
Would you speak, you sissy? Nope. That's Ian. Ian, if you can't learn to speak to a guy like me, how are you ever gonna learn to talk to Kristen? I'm just saying. You gotta eat some more yellow Skittles if you wanna talk to that type of girl. And you gotta learn how to speak. Boy, maybe someday in the future I will give you a lesson about speaking.
I think Ian might probably be still learning how to open his seasoning packets like that other guy.
Yep. And next time maybe I'll let you know what I did to the Flegon if he ever figures out how to open the seasoning packet I left with him. And wait till I find out what's inside. Thanks for listening. And make sure that you put on some deodorant, check your mouth, spray some cologne in your face, and go out and impress someone. I'm Sergeant Packet. Thanks for listening.
I'm glad we had Sergeant Packet on the show. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been great to hear back from him. That was really great because we haven't heard him.
Yeah, it's
in
rare.
A while.
It's rare anymore to hear from Sergeant Packet.
Some people might not even know who Sergeant Packet is. They've come and they've just been terrified now. And you might need to change your pants.
He's a softie, really. Once you get to know him.
The first time Sergeant Packet ever came on the podcast, Jeremy gasped from fear.
Yes, and the first time I was on the show and Sergeant Packet was there too, Jeremy was like, I'm so surprised you didn't like leap out of your chair.
I can't remember what episode that was, but if you just maybe search for Sergeant Packet, you might find the first recording of it. But you will hear when Sergeant Packet starts speaking, Jeremy goes,
Yeah, Sergeant Packet has a profound effect upon Jeremy. I wonder why. Like, if there's a history there or what?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out the next time Jeremy shows up.
Maybe.
So, listeners, we're glad that you stuck around for this episode and hope you enjoyed hearing from Sergeant Packet again. If you'd like to send any letters and have Sergeant Packet read your letters or answer them on the air, email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. Or if you want to send us any other kind of feedback or any questions or funny stories or anything funny, you can send that to the same email address, feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Send a Voice Message tab and record a message right from your computer. Just make sure you either shut up or kill the noisy dog in the background.
And especially if it's a chihuahua.
You can comment on this episode on its show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/117. Send us funny stuff and so much more over there. And we'd love to hear back from you, especially, remember, your assignment is tell us where you think Jeremy is, either a real thing or really, we want it to be a funny thing. So give us maybe some fictional story about where Jeremy is, why he hasn't been here.
Yeah. I think he's walking his yak, and Daniel thinks, what was it you said?
I don't
remember. Somebody in the chat room said he's walking his pet rock. That one was awesome.
He's feeding it.
Feeding his pet rock.
He's trying to groom it, shave it. Also, send us what pictures, Jenny?
Oh, pictures of you drinking out of milk cartons. Water out of milk cartons. Or milk, whatever. Float your boat. Float your milk carton.
Yep. And check out everything else, all the other episodes. And if you could find that episode, maybe I'll find it and post a link in the show notes for the episode when Jeremy was startled by Sergeant Packett.
Maybe we should get that as a sound clip.
I don't remember whether it was the first The Ramen Noodle episode.
You're making me want to go back and find it.
I mean, I don't remember whether Jeremy was there the first time I had Sergeant Packett on, or whether it was just the first time Jeremy heard Sergeant Packett. I don't know. We'll find out. But I'll put a link in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/117. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook.
And follow our dearly beloved friend or enemy, Jeremy, at twitter.com/phlegon. That's phlegon. Or as my computer always tries to correct it now on Mountain Lion on my Mac computer, phlegm.
Phlegm gone.
I have sent so many tweets and direct messages accidentally to phlegm on phlegm. Twitter.
How funny. I guess we won't know if Jeremy is our friend or our enemy or our frenemy until we figure out actually what he's been doing.
But just remember, next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody
with the silly sounding music. What did you do? Find a silly little person who hasn't gone through puberty yet and squeeze them until they turned into a smurf and force them to sing on over their mother's dead body? Man, that song is pathetic.
Thanks to everyone who joined us for the live show. If you want to check out the Ramen Noodle live, visit us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that's GMT-4, and this is our summer schedule over at noodle.mx/live. And also, The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts that actually don't involve Sergeant Packett, which might be a relief to you, over at noodle.mx. We've got the Once Upon a Time podcast, a podcast about podcasting. What is that, Jenny?
What?
A podcast about podcasting.
That's
is so
meta.
Exactly. And we have more, like a Christian movie reviews with critical thinking, which is recently resurrected from the dead, and more to come over at noodle.mx.
And don't forget, save it, watch it, and fill it up with water.
Save it, wash it, and fill it up with water. Save it, wash it, and fill it up with water.
Woo. That's awful.
That's what I feel like now. I have never done Sergeant Packet for that long before.
I was wondering how long you could go. And actually, I was wondering when you started talking again, is it like your normal voice? I was like, oh my goodness, he's going to be all raspy.
I might be tomorrow. We'd be like,
hi, this is Daniel.
Good thing you don't have any podcasts tomorrow.
I might tomorrow night, actually. Oh. Podcasters Roundtable. Hey, everyone, check this out. This is a new project I'm involved in, podcastersroundtable.com. Hey, if you're still listening to this, then I'm going to tell you about a little secret project we're working on. We are testing a Minecraft server. It's minecraft.noodle.mx. We're not sure if we're going to keep this running permanently, but if you're interested, please let us know. And this will cost some money to keep running, so we would appreciate any PayPal donations you can afford. You can send a PayPal donation to mail, that's M-A-I-L, at noodle.mx. And check out the server at minecraft.noodle.mx.